Farouk, thank you again for joining us. It's always greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Farouk, I'm very excited to ask you about snakes and spider remedies. Before I get into the actual Materia Medica, though, I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of the research you do with regard to the history and mythology of snakes and, I guess, spiders as well. I've seen you write about this in other books. I'm curious, why do you include this information, and do you find it valuable in clinical practice as well?
Yeah. See, more than spiders, the snake is one very important symbol that one will keep getting it in your practice. Now, this could be in the form of a fear of snake, which is very common you'll see in your patients. Or the snake can come symbolically in the dream repeatedly. Or there are certain life situations where the snake plays a very important role. And if you reflect on mythologies that begins from the Roman Empire, you will see a lot of literature. If you go to the Greek mythology, there also you will see a lot of mythological evidence being given, especially if you study Apollo. You know, Apollo was the first person, you know, who gave this particular Greek symbol of a staff, which is being covered by the two snakes, you know, if you remember. Mm-hmm. And then you even go to our Hindu mythology, where serpents basically has a very special position that in India we worship serpents, and we consider them very close to certain Indian mythological figures. If you go to the biblical way, you will see that the snake has been represented with Satan and evil spirit. Having this complete knowledge of the snake will really help you to interpret where the patient comes from, what is he thinking, and what are his problems in life. Mm-hmm. If you consider them from the point of view of psychology, then Jung very nicely describes snake as a symbolic animal and a highly ambiguous associations which are used. And he tries to compare this a lot with the life force of the person. Or he compares this figure with the death, because snake usually lives most of his life under the ground. And then Jung tries to describe lots and lots of biblical references which are being attached to the snake. So this really helps you to understand what could be the real problem of the person. Because simply mentioning that a person has a fear of snake, or simply mentioning a person has got some delusions of snake, does not end the matter, because this can be a very strong misguidance and a misinterpretation. Because for a patient, the snake can be a god, or for a person, a snake can be a symbol of sex, or for a patient, the snake could be a symbol of death. So actually the issues are lying with the death and not with the snake. Snake is only here used in a very symbolic way. So this was the reason why I have explored this big chapter on mythology and symbolism in snake and spiders. If you come back to symbol of a spider also, I would like to discuss over here that spider is also associated with lot of, according to Jung, about the negative associations, especially the cunning stricter, you know. And over here, you will see in spiders that when a person tries to bring out a lot of fears about spiders, or he tries to bring out a lot of delusions related to spider, then this basically tries to come out from his sinful urges. And even in according to the Indian mythology, if you see the spiders over here represent some form of our Indian Hindu cultures. And some spiders, as you know, has got a symbolic cross on the back of the spider, which could be again a symbol of either a good luck or a secret association. While in Chinese mythology, the spider is a symbol of what is known as impending good fortune for the person. And so there are various interpretations which one needs to observe in a very broader perspective when you are dealing with something to do symbolically with a spider or a snake.
Interesting. Now, Farouk, when you practice, are there certain characteristics that you look for that tell you that possibly the person in front of you needs the snake remedy? Is there something that you is something some qualities that you would use to identify snakes as a family? And if so, could you kind of give us a sense of what that would be?
Yeah. See, what I have done is basically that if you are trying to look at the snake, I have done it in a very simple way. Just remember the word serpent, S-E-R-P-E-N-T, where S stands for suspiciousness, and S can also be representing a word what is known as scheming, S-C-H-E-M-I-N-G, or S also stands for the word split. Now, these three words, suspicious, scheming, and split, tells a lot about the features of a snake remedy. The first word, suspicious, is very easy to understand. But scheming means the way the person entertains the other person. You know, the person tries to react with another person. And split is that a person is unable to decide, am I this or am I that? So this is when the S stands for interpreting in these three words. The E stands for erotic. So there is a lot of erotism in snake remedies. And E also stands for extrasensory perceptions, or what we call as a clairvoyance, you know. And E stands for envy. R stands for ridicule. There are a lot of incidences in the life of a snake patients where there are ridicules. Revengeful and rivalry. This is very important. Strong sense of competition you will see in snake remedies. Then P stands for planning. This is the person tries to plan everything, to plan his revenge. A person tries to plan his enmity. A person tries to plan various things. Now, this P is extremely missing in spider remedies. This is the first difference I would like to make between the two. Then P stands for power. In snake remedies, the person feels I have a great power, much more than others, and this brings the superiority angles in the snake. E stands for entertainment. Now, here is another very big difference. Spiders do not have so much entertainment like qualities of snakes. E stands for egotism, and E stands for elimination. Many eliminations ameliorate snake remedies. As you know, it's a very common symptom.
Sure.
N stands for neglected. Neglected means nobody is looking at me. Nobody appreciates me. N stands for necrosis. As you know, lots and lots of snake remedies have got a very strong syphilitic miasm. So there are a lot of destructive diseases, destructive pathology, destructive processes. And N stands for neck. Neck is the most sensitive part of many snake remedies. And T stands for treachery. T stands for treachery. Three stands for toxicity. And the last T stands for talkativeness. They are extremely, extremely communicative and extremely talkative. Now, this also you will not find in spider remedies much. So this serpent is the easiest way to identify the snake. Then let's go to the spider. So spider, I think you should remember the word spider, S-P-I-D-E-R, where S stands for small, speedy. Everything is done with a high speed, you know. S stands for sudden. Means that thing happens suddenly and with speed. And they are very small. This is the only way they can get the better and they can survive. So this S stands over here. Then P stands for pursued. You will see that there's a lot of persecution and being pursued as an important theme in spider remedy. And P stands for paralyzed or being stunned, you know. And P stands for punishment. There's a lot of symptoms in spider remedies, or there are a lot of situations where a person has been punished wrongly and then the ailments from punishment comes up, you will see in spider remedies. I stands for the impulsive nature of spider remedies. Does not have so much of scheming like snake remedies, but spider is more cunning. I stands for irritability and insanity in spider remedies. D stands for deceitfulness, destructive, and death. So these are the three D's I look for a spider. E stands for excite and escape. They easily get excited. The nervous system is always in an excitable state. And R stands for restlessness, as you know, the hyperactivity in spider remedies. And R stands for rhythm. You know that these people, they love music, they love certain type of musical instrument, and that has to be played in a certain rhythm. So in a very easy way for people to remember, I have convinced this, how do you identify a snake remedy person if he's sitting in front of you in the clinic?
Yeah, I love that. Perhaps you could write that up for us and we could post it up on our website.
Oh, why not? I'll be too happy to put this up for you.
That would be very helpful. So, Farouk, you mentioned some things, some characteristics that were common to snake remedies and were common to some of the spider remedies.
Yeah.
Could you, you know, most of us, like when we think of snake remedies, we think of, you know, Lachesis first, and then, you know, maybe we think of nausea and elaps, and yet there are all these other snake remedies. Could you give us a sense, I know this is kind of a general question, but could you give us a sense of how you would recognize some of these smaller snake remedies or some of the smaller snake spider remedies? I mean, again, the spider remedies, we think of tarantula. What, can you tell us about some of the smaller remedies? Maybe even tell us about some of the snake remedies that you've proven. How could we get a sense of the differences between some of these remedies?
Okay. Now, I think so. One remedy which is worth studying from the small remedies, if you are asking me from the snake kingdom, I would rather start with the first small snake remedy which I proved some 5 years ago, and that is Bungerus. When I started using Bungerus for the very first time, there was hardly any literature. And then we had one very beautiful case, neurological case, which we cured with this particular remedy. And subsequently, we did the proving of this remedy. And we came out with certain important themes of Bungerus. So let me describe to you this thing. So the most important thing in this identifying this snake, Bungerus, over here is that the person is extremely full of activity. He loves to do lots and lots of activity. And the activity, the desire for activity is so much that even it disturbs his sleep. So I think so. This is the only snake that I know which has so much activity going around the person. The second important thing which I could see in this particular remedy over here is the type of anger. The anger is extremely violent. The person can go up to what is known as trying to strike, or can turn into a severe rage, or you can have a lot of quarreling into this. But the associated feeling with this anger is the feeling of being embarrassed. Now, this also is very unique. I have never seen this type of phenomena in any other snake remedies, and that is why you will see a lot of embarrassment with anger. So this is something very unique I saw in Bungerus. Another very common theme which I saw in Bungerus, which is there in many other snake remedies, is the forsaken feeling and feeling of being unloved by persons. And then there's a lot of embarrassment even in the dreams of Bungerus. This is also very important. And this could be embarrassment. One of the provers said that he was embarrassed because he slipped on the floor while walking and people observed him. And another very important dream we saw in a female prover, that the girl had menstruation and the menses were so profuse that it spoiled her whole dress, and people were observing that particular dress, and she was extremely embarrassed by that. Another important theme in Bungerus we could see was the exposure of the breast. Now, this symbolism of breast came up very strong in the proving of Bungerus, and the poor literally, when they were under the influence of the remedy, started exposing their breasts. They became very conscious about their breasts, you know, and they had lots of delusions and dreams which were related to breasts. So this is one small remedy, Bangerus, which I can talk about. Now, if you look into the small spider remedy, if you ask me to talk about, then the important spider that I would like to talk about is Loxosalchus reclusa. It's a very, very small spider. Now, why I want to discuss this particular spider? Because this spider also comes very close to Bangerus, and it shares the same feeling of embarrassment. There's a lot of ailments from embarrassment in this particular remedy. And another very important theme I could look into this remedy was this strong feeling of a strong craving for alcohol and problem related to alcoholism. I had one very nice case where I gave this particular remedy in a chronic alcoholic, and I could study in very deeply some of the best symptoms of this particular remedy. Mm-hmm. On one hand, the person is extremely courageous. You will see he has got a very good clarity of mind. He is very smart. He can grasp things very nicely. He is very intelligent. But on the other side, due to his influence of chronic alcoholism, you will see that he has got a lot of problem with his concentration, a lot of problem with his memory. He becomes extremely cruel, and he sometimes feels that somebody has done a black magic on me, and he tries to escape due to that. So this polarity you will see in this particular spider. And another very important thing is the separation. The body is separated from the mind, or the body is separated from the spirit, or the patient himself is separated from the world. This is another important thing I could see in a very small spider remedy. Do you want me to talk more on some more, sir?
Yeah, I'm finding this fascinating. So if you have some more information on some of these lesser-known remedies, I think it's invaluable, please.
So can I draw? Another very important snake that we proved recently in our practice was a saw-scale viper. Now, this is in homeopathy known as Equus carinatus. Now, I did this proving for about 6 months, and I found that in this particular snake, when we proved, there was a strong issue of anxiety about one's own health, you know. And the anxiety was so strong that it turns into fear. And then he lives with a permanent feeling that there is some incurable diseases in me, and then I am not going to get well. So this could come very close to remedies like Kali Arsenicum and Argentum Nitricum, this part of the proving. Another theme that we saw in this Equus carinatus was the aggression that comes in the form of anger from contradiction. Slightest contradiction, the person goes into a fits of anger and he starts throwing the things. But this is also very common to many other snake remedies. So I would not go much into detail. And then what I could find over here is there's a lot of problem with weeping in this particular remedy. Causeless weeping, and weeping due to some strong unexplained fears. At the physical level, we got some very beautiful symptoms with vertigo. I had a chance of using this remedy in a patient who was suffering from vertebrobasilar insufficiency. That means very little blood was being supplied to the posterior aspect of the brain, and then person gets vertigo in different positions. And since I had proved this particular remedy, I was able to use this for this particular symptom. There's a lot of tension headaches. There's a lot of heaviness in the occipital region, very characteristic of hypertensive headache. And then what we found in Equus was that it was a very good action on the eyes. Lot of problems related to vision, and the right side is much more important than the left side. And that is why I have used this remedy in cases like glaucoma, scleritis, iritis, and ophthalmic migraine. In the level of ear, we found out some good symptoms which related to the noises in the ear of different sort, and the sensation as if the ear is being blocked. And here I could use this remedy in cases of Meniere's disease and Eustachian catarrh. And in female category, we could use this remedy for dysfunctional uterine bleeding. We saw a lot of menstrual disorders that cropped up in this particular patient during the time of brewing. And the patient loves lots and lots of frozen food, especially ice cream or the ice cold water. Or he loves to drink only cold water, and he never wants to touch any plain, simple room temperature water. So these are some of the symptoms of Equus carinatus, or what is known as a saw scale viper, which I have proved.
Baruch, how many remedies? You've got your snake book coming out. How many remedies in there are from your own provings?
I have totally proved about four snake remedies so far. The first remedy was Bungerus. The second was the puff adder. The third was the Equus carinatus. And the fourth that I just finished proving is the world's most poisonous snake, known as Taipan.
Mm.
It's a poisonous snake from Australia, from the Gold Coast. And this snake is 10 times more poisonous than the African mamba also.
Wow.
Yeah, and it is known as Oxyuranus scutellatus. Taipan is known as, and I was using this snake even much more before I proved this particular snake, purely on the pathological symptoms and of toxin of toxonomy, especially in cases of septicemia. But subsequently, after I just proved the remedy, we came out with some very, very interesting symptoms.
Can you tell us a little bit? That sounds like quite a promising remedy, it being so the venom being so toxic. What can you tell us about that?
Of course, of course. Now, in Taipan, the most important feeling over here was lot of aggression within the family. We found out in various brewers that they all developed conflicts with the members of the family, and they thought that family is not at all important for them and they should separate themselves off from the family. We had to literally stop the brewing in few brewers because the situation went beyond control. And it was the sort of aggression in those people who never have faced aggression ever in their life. So people in the family wondered that how come this particular person, who was such a mild person, is bringing out all the aggression. And while the aggression comes out, the person keeps on recalling what has happened in the past and he becomes angry. What has happened in the past and he becomes angry. So this whole theme of getting angry, bringing out frustration, especially with the family members, and then trying to come out of the situation was one very important thing that we saw in Taipan. Another thing at the level of physical body, what we found in Taipan was issues related to the neck. Especially we found out a lot of stiffness, lot of symptoms related to the neck pain, different types of neuralgia, which were worse, turning the head in various position, the neuralgia from the neck down going into the upper extremities, producing various paresthesias like tingling and numbness. So this whole syndrome of cervical spondylosis fits very well in the brewing of Taipan. Then we found another very important physical phenomena, and that was the tendency towards hemorrhages. We found out a lot of brewers started bleeding. Some started bleeding from the gums. Some started bleeding in the form of profuse menstruation. Some started developing piles. So we found this bleeding tendency in Taipan as a very important thing. Another very important thing that we found out over here was severe gastritis. Many brewers develop a lot of symptoms related to what is known as gastritis. They could not eat. They would have a severe burning sensation in the stomach. Their appetite was reduced. Their acrid eructations came out. And these were the issues related to the gastritis.
There
you want
is.
Me to talk on puff adder also?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead, Farouk.
In puff adder, is another. You know, puff adder basically comes from Africa, and it is known as a African puff adder, or it is in homeopathy known as Bitis irritans. The name of the snake is B-I-T-I-S, Bitis irritans. Now, we had some wonderful experience in Bitis irritans. One brewer who had some problem in his eyes previously and who was severely myopic, after taking few doses of this Bitis irritans, he was a layman who was brewing the remedy for us. He suddenly develops a huge problem with his vision. Suddenly he feels that he cannot see properly, and he rushes to his eye doctor. And the eye doctor said that, well, I cannot find any problem in your eyes. Your numbers are stable. Your retina is healthy. Your blood vessels are okay. Yet this patient started complaining on various visual problems. Then we had a problem with second brewer. We had lots of visual problems. And so we found out that this puff adder has to do a lot with visual problems. It comes in the form of blackness, dullness, various colors in the vision. The objects appear very hazy. Various problems with patient cannot read certain small fonts, and he has to use magnifying glass during the time of brewing. So I personally feel that if the other symptoms of puff adder can be covered, this remedy can be very useful for various visual disorders. Another thing that I could see in the brewing of puff adder over here was escapism. Person was trying to go away from his normal duties, and he used to try to escape or hand over the duty to somebody else, but would not try to take the responsibility of fulfilling his duty. So this feeling of escapism we could see in this remedy puff adder. Another thing that we could see over here was consciousness of the genitals. In Bangeras, we could see consciousness of the breast, and here in puff adder, we could see a very strong consciousness of the genitals. And so person had a lot of psychological problems related to genitals in the brewing of puff adder. So these are my very short experiences of new snake remedies. Of course, each snake has been brewed in a very classical way, and the books are available on individual brewing. But I have conglomerated all those brewing in my this new book on snake, which will be released this summer, I am sure. And one can benefit from that by reading it.
Fascinating, Farouk. I know that you've done quite a bit of work in the area of delusions of different remedies, and I thought maybe it would be useful if you could explain some of the delusions of the different snake remedies, for example.
Sure. I would rather start from okay. Dreams. Okay. I would rather take dreams and delusions together of both the spider and the snake remedies, because in practice, they practically I take one for another.
Okay.
Now, in if you start with tarantula, basically, and try to examine the dreams and the delusions of tarantula, you will strongly see over here in delusions that the person feels that he is going to be assaulted. You know, it's a basic delusion which Kant has given in the repertory delusion. Assaulted, he is going to be. And this particular delusion is being shared by a scorpion also, which was proved by Jeremy Shetty and Androctonus. Now, this particular delusion, I have been using it for tarantula for a very long time. And what is my understanding behind this? Because this is a part of his guilt complex with many spider remedies. Because he himself plots many things against the people. He himself speaks tons of lies to damage certain people. He tries to slander certain people. As a result, he himself also always has a indwelled fear and a delusion that he also can be assaulted any time from anybody. So this is very important thing that I have seen in the delusion of Tarantula. Then another important delusion of Tarantula that is being insulted. Now this is also an original rubric of Kent. You will see that he has been insulted, and this it very nicely shares with another very nice remedy of Jeremy Scher, and that is the balded eagle, you know. And now, how does this feeling come? If you remember in the beginning, I said spiders basically have issues with punishment, you know, if you remember. Now, here what happens is that a person, especially a child, you know, whose ability, whose creativity, whose good intentions were really never appreciated, were rather suppressed, were rather taken in a very wrong way. And that's how a person feels, that I am really never being appreciated, I am really never being understood. And then on top of it, a person, you know, tries to scold him, a person tries to speak rudely with him. Then this particular situation of being insulted comes in. I had used this this rubric of being insulted in a tarantula child very nicely with a problem with the constipation. This particular child I used to get will not pass stool for 10 days, 7 days, till you give them some enema, till you give them some very strong purgative. And when I went into the detailed situation, it was explained to me by the child himself that whenever he used to get some good marks in the school or where his performance was appreciated in the school, in the house the parents always said, "Oh, this is nothing. You should have done much better. Oh, this is nothing." Not once the father put the hand on the back of the child and said, "Son, you have made me feel proud today." In fact, the father will always discuss this with other people and say, "Oh, my son is not so talented as your son is," and try to run him down or try to insult him. On this particular situation, I gave tarantula to the child, and the child felt much better. So this is another very important delusion of tarantula that has really helped me. In the dreams of tarantula, there are basically danger and being pursued by wild animals. Now, this could be a part of his own instinct, you know, which are wild and uncontrollable. The impulsive energy of the individual is dramatized in the dream, and this the association comes in the form of wild animals. So dreams of falling down from the horse represent the downfall of an individual who presumes that he can ride to the great pace and rashness. You will see this dream in Tarantula, a person falling down from the horse. While if you go to Pteridion, another spider, you will see there are very important delusion is that this head is divided and head belongs to somebody else. Now, why does he have this feeling that his head belongs to somebody else or his head is divided? Here, the individual does not feel potent or strong enough to withstand a problem. And he tries to surrender his whole self, trying to please the opposite person or trying to live in the manner the other person wants him to live, or trying to surrender everything that he has for the opposite person. And as a result, he has his no individuality. He has practically his no identity. So here, this head belongs to somebody another or someone else, or the head is divided. This has to do a lot with the issues of identity. This has to do a lot of issues with his self-confidence, which has been damaged, which has been shattered, or which was never allowed to develop. This feeling comes very close to nosode, what we call as carcinosin. And then in the similarly, if you look in the form of dreams, pteridion is a dream of teeth being breaking off. Now there are two interpretations over here. Breaking of the teeth suggests lack of power or drive to handle a situation. But please remember, breaking of teeth is also a sign of vanity, because when you grow old, you lose your teeth. So here people who need spider remedies usually are extremely afraid to become old, and they take all the measures possible to remain young in life, and that is why they constantly get this dream of being disfigured, and the easiest way to look yourself is that the teeth are falling down. Then let's go to another very important snake which I have proved, and that is Naja. Naja has got a very important delusion that he is under the control of superhuman. Now, and how do you try to understand this part? This comes from a certain people who try to feel that they have some guru, they have some spiritual leader who highly influences them in life. Or this could be nothing also but a hero worship of some figure whom they try to associate themselves with, and they will exactly do what the other person will ask them to do because they feel that they are in the control of that particular superhuman and they have to follow this. I have used this theme quite a lot when a person is following certain path in life where the spiritual guru has a deep influence on the person. And then in the delusion, there is another very important thing in Naja, is about suffering wrongly. The person suffers wrong. Now here you know in Naja basically that there is a forsaken feeling, there is an unloved feeling, there is a neglected feeling, and that is why the person always lives with this feeling that why me? You know, why me? And this why me attitude is very strong in Naja, that I don't deserve to suffer so much in my life. So I've used this delusion in this particular way. And then let's see a delusion of a spider remedy. And I would love to discuss this delusion of being enlarged. Now, this delusion of being enlarged in various places, especially the forearms or various other organs of the body, you will see a lot in spider remedies. And the most important spider is Erinia diadema, I think. So Erinia diadema has this particular feeling of being a delusion being enlarged. Now, why? What is the meaning behind this, and how do I interpret over here? The most important thing in most of the spider remedies is that they have a very poor self-image. Most of the spider remedies have got a very poor self-image. And Erinia is one such remedies which has this particular phenomena. And not only a part of the body is enlarged, but they also feel that various parts have been swollen. And why this is happening over here? This feeling comes from a feeling of extremely fear of death. People who require Erinia diadema has got a strong fear of death. They cannot think beyond death. They have been petrified with certain news, with certain situations of their life, and in this fear they develop various delusions. The first delusion is they feel that they are something is enlarged, something is growing, something is swollen, the part has become much more larger. Or sometimes they also feel that everything is unreal. Everything is unreal around me. And this comes from a strong fear of death. I have seen this in Erinia diadema. And let me see if there are any Yeah, and if you see, yeah, this is what I wanted to show. The if you see, look into the dreams of Erenia Diadema. If you look into the Kent edition, you will see extremely frightful dreams in Erenia Diadema. So with frightful dreams, fear of death, you get these types of delusions in Erenia Diadema. And then if you look into the other part of the snake remedies, and that you will see is delusion, body is much more smaller. We exactly go to the opposite feeling, and there you will see Tarantula hispania. Now this delusion, body is smaller, or I am smaller, or this relates to the inferiority of the person. As you know, Tarantula is one particular animal which will never bite you. It will only try to frighten you. And why it cannot frighten, why it cannot bite you? Because it also lives with an inferiority complex, because such a big spider, such a large spider, such a hairy spider, and it is not so poisonous spider. So within the spider, there is a feeling that I am so big, I am so large, but I can only frighten, I cannot really kill somebody. So in self-defense, many times the tarantula is a spider, just rubs the hairs, you know, and makes a funny noise to scare the person. And that's all. And that is why you will see some issues related to the inferiority in the remedy. And this is very nicely described under the delusion, my body is smaller. While if you see certain delusions where the feeling of being attacked comes, you know, where he is going to be attacked, or where he is going to be destroyed, or where he develops a threat that somebody is going to damage me. This type of delusions you will see. Delusion vision of monster, delusion he is going to be assaulted, or delusion frightful animals, you will see a lot in a remedy Tarantula and Leptodectus hilaceti. So Leptodectus hilaceti and Tarantula share this delusions of. And then I would like to discuss about certain delusions about head separated from the body, which I have already discussed in Theridion, and legs cut off you will see in Tarantula, and separated mind and body you will see in Loxosulcus reclusa, and delusion the head is divided. So a lot of divisions you will see in as a delusion in spider remedies.
Baruch, a fascinating expose of interesting information on some of these small remedies. I see that we're running short on time, but I thought maybe you could share with us just really briefly an interesting case of one of the maybe one of the new remedies that you've proven, either snake remedies or spider remedies. Or
okay. I would like to discuss a very nice case of a year of a child who suffers from leukemia, and the child goes to a hospital. And the child has been given treatment for leukemia, that is the chemotherapy. And everything goes well. And when the second therapy is being given to the child, suddenly the child develops a severe hemiplegia and a stroke. And this was due to the side effect of chemotherapy. And I was called to see the person. This is how I entered into the whole case. And I start taking the history of the child. And from the history, I find out that the mother is a paranoid schizophrenic. And the child really never received the love from the mother. The child has only witnessed the quarrel between the parents. The child was thoroughly neglected by the mother. The father is the main person who really gives a lot of love and a lot of affection. Slowly as the child grows, the child turns into what is known as a typical temper tantrum, antisocial, violence, and defiant. These were the feelings, these were the symptoms of the child. The child has got a lot of problems with the studies, a lot of issues with the school, a lot of issues with the teachers. And you can put this particular child into the framework of what is known as defiant child syndrome or disobedient child syndrome. with a lot of issues related to the aggression and destructiveness. And while this is being going on, suddenly one day the child gets fever, the child is being shifted to hospital, and they diagnose leukemia, and then when they give treatment of leukemia, the child has got a severe stroke. Now, and the doctor has now given up almost all the hope, and they said that it's best that the child should die. So when I go over there and see the child in the hospital, and I try to take the case of the child, the most important thing that I observed in this child was that the child had only a babbling speech, you know. I mean, just a child will speak certain words like bah, that's all. The child cannot speak any other word beyond that. The rest of the history was, of course, given to me by the father of the person. Now, with my knowledge of homeopathy at that particular time, I only knew that there was a stroke, and B, there was a babbling speech, and the person cannot go beyond that. Since I was studying a lot of snake remedies at that time, I only know that Watrops is one snake venom which has got stroke and which has got problem with the speech. And so, the first remedy that came in my mind was the Watrops lanceolatus. And I gave Watrops lanceolatus to the patient, but there was not the improvement which I wanted in that particular patient. And after a few days, I could not get the response the way I wanted. And so, because I was studying snake, I was writing a book on snake, I had collected a lot of information of the snake by that particular time. I was trying to find out that the remedy was definitely Botrops, because the child had a lot of snake features also. As I told you in the beginning, the lot of violence, lot of anger. But yet, Botrops was not able to try to remove this particular problem of cerebral edema, because that was the reason why the child was not responding to many oral commands, and that was the reason why the speech was affected. And so, my attention drew back to a situation of another Botrops, and that is Botrops etrox. Now, Botrops etrox was proved by Roberts many years ago, but it was not proved in a very classical way, so we had just few symptoms of Botrops, which were more of on a clinical basis. But what impressed me the most in that particular information given by Roberts was that it has a lot of problem with the circulation, and especially when the circulation is very poor and there is a stasis of circulation. Now, this is exactly what the patient had in the brain if you try to compare the words of Roberts and the pathological situation of the child. And so, I had to get this particular remedy made from Schmidt-Nagel, Switzerland, and I gave Botrops etrox to the child, and miraculously, in the next 3 weeks, we could completely recover the child from the whole episode of stroke. And within 1.5 months, the child started talking. Not only that, the whole right-sided hemiplegia improved very beautifully. And then with physiotherapy, the child is much more better to his original state of leukemia.
Fantastic. A wonderful story.
Yeah.
All right. Let me open it up to the participants on the call. Before I do that, let me just remind people that Dr. Master will be coming to the United States. He'll be in New York on May 19th through the 21st. You can contact Kim Kalina at Homeopath, HOMEOPATH, at OptOnline, which is O, P as in Peter, T as in Tom, O, N as in Nancy, L-I, N as in Nancy, E, OptOnline.net. So Homeopath at OptOnline.net. You can also find that on the Whole Health Now calendar. And Dr. Master will also be doing a seminar in Chicago. We don't have the exact dates for that. Farouk, I'll let you know about that later as well.
Yeah.
And for those of you who are interested in finding out more information about Dr. Master, you can visit the Whole Health Now website. You can also write to Dr. Master directly. He does offer the opportunity for people to come and actually sit in and see patients with him in his clinic. I think he supervises about 9 or 10 different medical doctors, very busy practice in India. It's an amazing way to improve your prescribing skills and your knowledge of homeopathy. So, Farouk, if they want more information about that, what's the best thing to do?
Yes?
What's the best way for them to contact you about coming and studying with you in India?
They can send me an email, and you have my email address, and they can write to me.
Okay. If you go to the Whole Health Now website and you just type in Dr. Master, you'll find his information and his email will be listed on there. If anybody wants further information, they can give me a call at 707-822-5807. That's 707-822-5807, and I'd be happy to give you any information for Dr. Master. Let me go ahead and open up the lines, and you can go ahead and ask a question.
Hello, Farouk?
Yes?
Hi, it's Barbie. How are you?
Fine, fine.
I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about dendroaspis.
Black what? Mamba, Farouk.
Yes, Kim? I can't hear.
She asked about dendroaspis.
Dendroaspis, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, dendroaspis is one snake which I have used so far in two situations. The first situation was a recurrent high fever due to septic tonsillitis. And the second situation where I have used dendroaspis was in a case of a person with a chronic cough. Now, what is my understanding about this remedy? This is the best way to learn this particular remedy is to look at the delusions of this remedy. Huh? Now, the most important delusion is I am all alone, I am in a cage, and I am forsaken. Now, if you understand these three important delusions, that I am in a cage means that there's a trapped up situations in the life. Now, even before dendroaspis was proved in Naja, I had made a rubric already that many of the snake remedy has a situation that as if they are being trapped. Trapped in the way of some dominating person, trapped in a way with some certain situations of life, and you cannot come out. You to, you know, live with that particular person or to follow that situation. And so this feeling of being trapped, and in this feeling of being trapped, you are all alone and you are absolutely 4 seconds. The second feeling that you will see in dendroaspis, also you can learn from the delusion, and that is that he is being persecuted, people are behind him, and he is going to receive the injury from those people who are behind him. So here he feels a constant threat from a situation where people are trying to hurt him, trying to damage him, trying to produce harm to him, and he feels that there is now no chance left that in any way I am going to be helped by this particular situation. So this is one way of looking at it. The feeling of aloneness and forsakenness, as I told you, is very important. And then comes the black depression. If you look at the brewing of this Mamba, you will see a lot of depression. A person is absolutely in a state where he cannot talk with you. He is absolutely dull. There is an absolute indifference to everything, you know. He does not, he is unable to answer. And you will see that there is no communication with such people. So this is another very important thing that I could find out. And in the history of the person, you will see a lot of violence, you know. This is very important, that you will see a lot of violence at one stage in the life of a person, to that extent that a person can kill somebody if somebody is trying to contradict me. And sudden impulses to kill is also another very important aspect you will see in dendroaspis.
Farouk, thank you again for a wonderful call. It's always very informative and very useful information. Farouk, a big thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Farouk.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Kim.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Farouk.
Bye, Kim.
Farouk.
Hi, Mickey.
Farouk.
Yes?
It's Janice Mancini.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Such a coincidence, because the other day I went to go shopping to buy some things for the clinic, for the children.
Yes.
And then I looked at my email and I saw that you were having a conference.
Ah.
So anyway.
Thank you.